Would it matter whether there were restaurants there or filling stations? Would it still be a rest area?
They usually mark the areas, rest area with no services, or rest mm-hmm. area with restaurants, okay. Service stations.
What do you call the thing that's painted on the road to keep you in your lane?
You mean the stripe down the middle?
Okay, you called it a stripe. Uh-huh. And what if it's concrete? If it's, you know, a larger road and there's a concrete divider.
Oh, you're talking about the, I don't know what you mean.
Would you have a name for it?
I've seen the wide ones called a medium.
Okay. Would you call it anything different if it had grass along it?
Well, we refer to Oglethorpe Avenue and Victory mm-hmm. Drive, where there is a plat down the center of the street mm-hmm. with palm trees. So we usually say, you know,
okay.
go down three blocks mm-hmm. to the street, the double street with a plat down the middle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when you're getting off one of these big highways, what do you call the thing you go off on?
The, access when you're coming in and,
okay. You have to slow down to about 35.
I know. If I didn't have this tape running, I probably could tell you right quick.
Would you call it an off-ramp or an exit?
Well, exit ramp, yes. That's what we want, exit ramp.
All right, fine. I'm happy to suggest terms for you when I know terms to suggest. Are there any other roads around here that you can only enter or leave at certain places, limited access roads? Like the road that we were on the way out here. What kind of road is that?
That's an expressway.
Okay. And it has a toll
yes.
place on it. Would you call it a toll road?
It's a toll bridge. Part of the road is toll, and that road divides. I don't think I showed you that place, but it divides where it's not a toll going back into the city.
Oh, mm-hmm.
So you have a choice of going back either way over the toll or the regular road.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the main streets in Savannah?
Well, Broughton Street is our main street. Running east and west, and Bull is the main street running north and south.
Oh.
They used to say Savannah was built on a bluff and its main street was Bull. I think that came from our Charleston friends. Of course, we have many streets named for former outstanding people, Oglethorpe Avenue mm-hmm. and York and St. Julian and Congress, Gwinnett, Bolton. Now, all of the streets from the river up to Anderson have names, and then after you leave Anderson going south, we start with 31st Street, which runs on out 30, 40, 50, 60, and that is the 31st block from the river. Very few people realize that.
Oh, that's where the numbers come from. I see. I didn't know that.
So everything is based as from the Savannah River.
Mm-hmm. Well, is the river is really the life of the city then, or at least it was in the past?
Without the Savannah River, I don't know what we would do, because the economy would just...
Mm-hmm. So it's still central to the economy.
So important.
Mm-hmm.
And then the state has put so much money into the state docks here that has greatly improved. At one time, it was all controlled by the railroads.
Mm-hmm.
The Atlantic Coastline, the Seaboard, the Southern, Central.
Mm-hmm. Well, honest, what do you call a place where there's a railroad track and the road goes under the track?
Underpass.
And suppose the road goes over the track?
Overpass.
And what if it's just on a level and you just have to stop while the train goes by?
Well, we usually have gates that drop down to, stop traffic.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Just be a flat level.
Okay. Yeah, what do you call the kind of parking that you do on a neighborhood street where the cars are one behind the other along the...
Parallel.
All right. What would you call the kind of parking you do in a shopping center where you pull in beside the...
Angle parking.
Mm-hmm. Good. That's what I call it, too, and a lot of people don't. What are the outlets for fire hoses called?